lankoj pražydo dobilai, griežlės kardena neramiai.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Independent Lithuanian Radio Program. This is Paul Trimakis. A special announcement. Wanted to first and foremost thank everyone for your contributions and for your support and also for your suggestions and advice. And we are listening. We are definitely listening. And we have decided to instill a new premier column, which will be posted every Thursday on our website on current events happening within our Lithuanian community and Lithuanian communities throughout the nation and as well as throughout the world. It's going to be called Lithuanians About Town and Around the World with Aleksandra Kudukas and Marita Šepekas. Our premiere column will be posted every Thursday on our website on www.ilovelietuva.com or www.ilovelt.com. And everyone is welcome to contribute and let us know of any events that you are aware of. And this brand new weekly column, which will inform, educate, and include everyone, will continue to expand as we get updates on upcoming events from all over the U.S. and the world. And this weekend in Los Angeles, today, Saturday, May 16th at 7 p.m. at St. Casimir Lithuanian Catholic Church, will be a special mother-themed concert called A Gift for Mother, Dovana Mamai, A Gift for Mother. And it will be featuring mezzo-soprano Judita Leitaite and Ruta Mikelaitite Kashubiena on grand piano. The audience will be treated to the sounds of a beautiful voice, songs, and piano accompaniment. Also, the Baltic American Freedom League Board of Directors meeting will be Thursday, May 21st at 7 p.m. at the Latvian Center. The address is 1950 Riverside Drive, Los Angeles. Again, that's 1950 Riverside Drive in Los Angeles at the Latvian Center, May 21st at 7 p.m., Baltic American Freedom League. Also, there's going to be a special Orange County Lithuanian School final day of the year party Sunday, tomorrow, May 17th at 10 a.m. at the Woodbury Elementary School. The address is 125 Great Lawn, Irvine, California. For more information, you can contact Vilma Remekaita McDaniel. The address is vilmaremekaita@hotmail.com. Again, this is at the Orange County Lithuanian School. Also this Sunday, please join the first European Heritage Festival. This is Sunday, tomorrow, May 17th from 12 noon to 6 p.m. Tickets are $10. There's free parking and kids under 12 are also welcome to come for free. It's going to be held at the Ukrainian Cultural Center, 4315 Melrose Avenue, Los Angeles at 90029. We hope to see you there. There will be traditional entertainment with dancers and music, exhibits of national traditional dresses, food and wine for purchase from over a dozen European countries, including Lithuania. You cannot miss this because be there by at least by 3 o'clock so that you won't miss a special Lithuanian piano and violin performance by Rima Velickiena and Greta Velickaita. Wonderful performance. Definitely, we want to see you there tomorrow. Also, on our website, we're going to have a brand new birthday shout-out section. So please visit us at www.ilovelietuva.com. or www.ilovelt.com. Ilgelsu metu, ilgelsu. A very happy birthday to Algimantas Louis Varnas. Happy 75 years. And everyone, to include your birthday along with a small donation, please visit our website. We're going to be instilling a PayPal account. We'd love to have everyone contribute and participate. Please check back next week for new events, which we'll be updating every Thursday. And also, before we start our program, I wanted to mention that a new priest will be ordained next month by the name of Brother Lucas Lanauskas. And he will be holding Mass tomorrow at St. Casimir Church. Please, everyone, attend and support him in his new ordained venture into our community. We want to welcome him as we have welcomed everyone. And again, please visit us on our website at www.iloveliatova.com or www.iloveLT.com. And if you, again, know of any upcoming Lithuanian events locally, nationally, or worldwide, please email Marita Shepikas at mshepikas@yahoo.com or Alexandra Kudukas at alex@kudukasgroup.com. Again, that's mshepikas@yahoo.com or alex@kudukasgroup.com. Check back with us next Thursday on our website and mark Thursday on your calendar. We're going to be looking forward to your contributions, and please watch for all our events. And now, stay tuned for our wonderful interview with an artist and premier guest that we will also be featuring on our website. We look forward to continuing this program for all of you. Thank you so much again for your contributions. Labadiena, good afternoon, and welcome to the Independent Lithuanian Radio Program. I'm your host, Paul Tremakis, and today we're going to be interviewing a very special guest, an artist by the name of Krista Augius. I'm going to have her read a short little excerpt from her book, Stolen by Moon Fairies.
A long, long time ago, the legend of the Enchanted Forest was awakened in a dream. It was a dream sent out to the people by the natural forces of the world, the sun, the moon, the wind, and the water, earth, and fire. A dream to keep the world's magic alive in the hearts of people and preserve goodness in the world. The dream kissed sleeping eyes with vivid glimpses of magic of an enchanted forest, a forest where the trees spoke words with the swaying of their branches and whispered tales into the air. Alas, not all those remembered their dreams, and the forest's magic was lost to the night's darkness. It was only by the power of the new crescent moon and a sky full of stars that the dream lingered long enough for it to become real.
Beautiful. Achu, Krista.
So, thank you.
Wow, thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, for an audience that is not familiar with Krista, Krista Augius is a multimedia artist who lives and works in Los Angeles. She was born in New Jersey and raised in a Lithuanian community in Chicago. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Krista?
Well, my family is Lithuanian, and we were raised in Chicago. Started out in Market Park, and I went to Lithuanian school and studied literature and dance and music. And so I have a very strong cultural upbringing, and I take a lot of pride in that, and carrying forth our culture through the generations, as our grandparents, my parents would want us to.
Oh, absolutely. And I understand that your art definitely reflects a lot of that lineage in our heritage. Could you tell our audience a little bit about that as well?
Well, I've always loved how deep the Lithuanian culture goes in history and how it's rooted back in the languages based in Sanskrit. And the art goes back to Vedic times. So the art can be traced to 2500 BC. And so it's like such a historical part of this world's journey. And I spent some time in India and saw the cultural and language that's so similar. And so I feel an affinity towards being a part of that in my lifetime.
Yes. And I'm sure everyone can connect in one way or another with that. Your art in particular, I understand, deals with pagan life symbols. Can you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Well, Lithuanians were the last Christians in Europe to be Christianized. So they were pagans, and they believed in nature and the sun and the moon and the stars, and they had such faith in it. And I have a deep love and respect for nature and just like magical space that you enter when you are present with that element of life that you see in flowers and trees and green, and, you know, just going back to that space of humanity.
Yes. Well, we were connected with nature, and it was, we were guided more so by being in touch with our environments. I think that is very important. I think that is, it's a very special aspect of us as Lithuanians too, that we don't forget that. What can you tell us a little bit more specifics about your art in regards to how it does reflect our pagan past and our Lithuanian culture?
Well, I recently started a series called Mythical Codes, and it's also Mythines Kodai. And I started that series last year, and it was based on this, you know, the symbology of the pagan symbols are just so beautiful, and they're, you know, reflect nature's elements. And I'm also a biologist, and I studied science, and really was into this category of neuroscience and optical illusions. And if you look at some of the pagan signs, they have this like vibrational quality of a optical illusion where your eye is stimulated and it vibrates. And so I played with that a little bit, and I tried to take elements of like the yuestai, or the textile patterns that I grew up with, that were on the walls, that were on our tables for different festivities and occasions. And, you know, my generation isn't doing that as much. And I felt like, wow, it'd be really cool if I could weave in something to have a contemporary representation of art, of the Lithuanian culture, of the type that I grew up with, that can be kind of renewed and made fun for us to carry.
Yeah, and for anyone out there that doesn't know what a yuesta is, can maybe explain to them what that is, that traditional?
Yeah, well, yuestai are part of the traditional Lithuanian costume for, you know, that we wear for song or dance or weddings, celebrations. And they're basically big woven, I guess you would call it a type of tapestry. And they have beautiful designs, and they have different meanings, like union for weddings, for example.
Yes, absolutely. And I thought it was very metaphorical that you said that you're actually weaving this metaphorically into your art and your stories.
Yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about your book. That seems to be reflecting a lot of what you're discussing right now, the Stolen by Moon Fairies. Could you tell our audience what the story is about and how you were inspired to write this?
Sure. Well, I've always been in love with that magical land of realm that, you know, in the upbringing of Lithuanian tales, there's like, you know, fanciful boxes that know everything. And then there are these little mushrooms and people that live under the mushrooms. And, you know, that little fantasy world was so endearing to me. And I have a very vivid imagination and inspiration with nature. So the story is about a human baby that gets stolen by a clan of one fairy from a clan of moon fairies, and she's transported into fairyland and she is to be transformed into a fairy. But by this act, she disrupts the natural forces of the universe, because the baby was in fact loved by somebody back in the human world. So then there's this plot that kind of unravels from there, but it touches on the balance of life.
Yes. It sounds like this is a story for both the young and the old.
I believe it's a tale for all ages.
Well, is this, you had mentioned earlier that you have a background in biology, that you have a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us more about that? That's very interesting. As an artist, it seems like now you have two sides working in conjunction.
Biology is the study of life. And my father is a chemist. And I guess that's where my science comes from. And I was raised with having answers to questions about physics and chemistry. And so it was really fun and interesting for me. And the biological world is full of cells and beautiful things you can see on a microscopic level. So you can see the dimension from living in this tiny little existence of all these atoms, and then how it translates then to growing into a beautiful plant, tree, when you really look up close at a leaf and you can see everything in such detail. It's gorgeous and it's art.
Wow, that is very interesting. And you are applying the science that you have as part of your training and your academic side with your artistic and creative side. And maybe you can tell us how that inspired you to create some of the art that you're working on or have worked on.
Well, a lot of my work feels very organic to me, as well as spiritual. Creating art is a very meditative state for me, and nature inspires me the most, and humanity also inspires me. So, you know, the human plight and all the things that we encounter and have to go through, and then these visual images that, you know, can bring us into a certain space and meditative point of view that can transition us into wherever we need to be at that moment for our life lesson and growth.
Yes. Well, that, I think that's important for all of us to understand that we shouldn't disconnect from that part of ourselves, because that is really, I think, our essence. And
beautiful place to be.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Well, I'd like to take a break here just to make some announcements from our sponsors. And Krista, when we get back, I'd like to explore more about your heritage and about your ancestry and your, you know, you had mentioned about your grandparents, et cetera. And we can talk about that as well. It would be very interesting to see, where your roots are and where you came from.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. Is your computer slow or filled with viruses? Don't fear and get it cleaned in less than an hour for only $39. Call Overnight PC Repair now, toll free at 877-938-8777. They will clean it remotely and your computer will be running like new again. Call 877-938-8777. Back here with Krista Algus, a multimedia artist who is here in Los Angeles. We have been discussing her art and her writings. Also, we have been discussing her heritage and lineage with her Lithuanian ancestry, and Krista takes pride in being from a family of artists, such as her grandfather, Paulus Augius, a lithographer, and her great uncle, Marunus. Krista, could you tell our audience a little bit about your grandmother? I understand she's 101 years old this year.
Yes.
Wow. East Fakenu.
Yeah, I'm very lucky. She turned 101 on April 1st. My mochita donate lipchuta, then donate ogiena. She was actually a writer herself, and she wrote in Popos Pasaka, which means the story of the peas. and then she was also a very strong supporter of youth writing and writing in Lithuanian and writing poetry. And I think that was a really huge contribution in her lifetime to that generational gap for when people came from Lithuania to the States and how everybody was trying to still be Lithuanian and preserve Lithuanian culture. And she was the 14th child of her family, and her parents died. So she was basically raised by Maironis, who is a Lithuanian poet and spiritualist and writer. And he's on the $20 bill of Lithuanian currency, which will be turned into the euro. But it's a great piece of trivia in our family.
Yes.
Yeah. And my grandfather, Paulus Augius, he was a lithographer. And
what is a lithographer?
It's when you etch in wood and then you make prints off of that. And he was famous for, one of the most famous was the Agla Jelchu Karelina, the Agla and the Serpent King story, the fairy tale story. So he illustrated that. And my grandparents actually met in Paris because my grandmother was studying French literature at the Sorbonne. And my grandfather was studying at a graphics studio. So it's always been such a beautiful, whimsical modern fairy tale. And back in those times that two Lithuanian people would find themselves in Paris of all places.
Amazing, isn't it? But it's like, was that coincidence or was that meant to be?
Right.
So have you been inspired by their creative efforts? Has that fueled what you do today?
I would say so. I would say that their work was, my grandmother, her presence is magnificent. And actually my other grandmother, Irena Baruslukiena, she was a painter. So I was surrounded by painting, poetry, black and white etchings, lithography all around the house. Yet, and I think Lithuanians in general are very creative people. So there is this honor that is associated with art and making time for art that I feel is different than American culture. You know, it's almost like to give respect to beauty is something that Lithuanians really value, whether it's words or visual. So I think that's a great thing to take away for all of us.
Absolutely. And it's so wonderful that you are identifying with all of that through your heritage. You said that you were born in New Jersey, but here you have this strong pride for your culture and your heritage. Was that something that was instilled to you through your parents as well? Was it something that you just
found? Yes. Yes. So growing up we ended up in Chicago because there's a huge Lithuanian community in Chicago with several schools and lots of activities. And, as a kid, we were only allowed to speak Lithuanian in the house. And I went to English schools during the week, and then I would go to Lithuanian school on the weekend. And so sometimes there was this inner turmoil inside me that I was of one culture. Because as a kid, you don't really understand it that much. But then as you get older, you really recognize how special it is to have your roots. Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. What are we without our roots? you have... opened up a gallery here in Los Angeles, correct?
I have a studio the Santa Monica Art Studios and has a gallery there, Arena One Gallery, mm-hmm. which is a very beautiful space. It's a historical airplane hangar that's converted into 36 artist studios in this gallery space. So, yeah, it's a wonderful place to work and to be and to collaborate with other artists.
And if anyone in our audience wanted to view your work or to visit, would that be possible? Or do they allow people to come by?
Absolutely. We have tons of events there. So on a monthly basis, there's a gallery opening and, you know, a studio visit would be something different that, you know, people would arrange in advance to come and see my work. But yeah, there's tons of opportunities there.
Well, how would they be able to get in touch with you? Or do you have a website or is there...
Yes, my website is just my first and last name, Krista, KRISTAAUGIUS.com.
Please say that one more time for anyone that's wanting to write this down.
Sure. It's KRISTAAUGIUS.com.
Wonderful. And again, you have worked on a book. Are you planning on working on any other books or
yeah,
pieces
so
of literature?
Stolen by Moon Fairies is a series of four books. I've just finished writing the second book, though the title is somewhat escaping me, but it is about a journey through the shadows of another character who is linked to the characters in the first book. And so now I'm in the process of editing that and illustrating it. And I will definitely be translating that to Lithuanian as well.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, Krista, I don't know if you know about the Lithuanian Heritage Society, but we support artists such as yourself, and we would love to be able to post your link and any of your work on our website, because that's what we do. We're an outreach organization to let other communities know about our wonderful culture. Our heritage. Would you be willing to do that and let, you know, everyone out there that's listening in Los Angeles, et cetera, to learn about, your just amazing, magical work that you do?
Link me up. That sounds wonderful. I'd love to share. Thanks.
Well, anyone that's interested, the Lithuanian Heritage Society is a nonprofit organization. We have a website as well. It's www.ilovelietuva.com. Or for those that are not familiar how to spell Lietuva, we also have ilovelt.com. Again, Krista, thank you so much for joining us. And if you don't mind, could you, as we end our program here, could you read another excerpt from your beautiful work, Stolen by Moon Fairies?
And so it was on this night, shining with stars, and a sliver of a crescent moon hanging in the sky, that a young woman awoke with a start from a deep sleep of vivid dreams. The sea breeze called to her from the open window, and she looked up and felt a star twinkling upon her.
Achu, Krista. This has been the Independent Lithuanian Radio Program. Your host, Paul Tremakis. Thank you for listening.
Aš pamiršau, kaip kalbėti mamutų malda. Ir nėra nieko, kas galėtų priminti.